Well, it stems from our players returning in the off-season program. As I just told them, I commended them and our strength staff for starting with our team. And then, you go from there into OTAs and the meetings with the coaches. And, also this past year, I was able to bring the Navy SEALs in to work with our team a little bit. And one of our goals was to play better in the preseason. We didn't know what that was going to look like. I just know a year ago we were 0-4. So these guys came back with a different mentality. And obviously, we added some new coaches, and it's led to this. We've went out in every game. We've done the best you can be, which is 4-0. But again, we all understand it's just the preseason. But you got to start someplace. And that's what I said to the team when we first started. And so they accomplished something that I heard hadn't been done in 31 years, which is be 4-0, and that's a credit to them. The coaching staff, we just try to create the environment for the guys, and we let them play. But I can, as I said before, I can see something building in our locker room, and that's what you want. I mean, there's a lot of good things happening in there right now, and I'm proud of the guys. But at the same time, as I told them, that's behind us, and now we're going to get ready for the regular season, which we all know what that is. Football's a whole lot different in the regular season coming up against Pittsburgh here soon. It did. I mean, as I said to you guys before, they keep score. So if they keep score, we want to have more in the other team. And if we can stop the team from scoring, that's what we want to do. And so we were able to do that, like I said, I think our guys play with a lot of passion and energy. I think we understand that this is the last time that that group of players will be together. And I told them that last night, and I told them that again today. And they went out and played for each other and held each other accountable and got it done. He's played good. Kevin's on our team for a reason. He's not here because we don't think he can play. I mean, he played last year for us, as a young player, and made some plays in the Cincinnati game. So we know he can play, but he's just gotten better. He keeps working at it. And again, these guys, when they get their opportunities, you got to nail it. And I think we all saw in the last 2 weeks, he's done some really good things. No, we'll go back and sit down and make some decisions, about which way we're heading there. But again, the guy made a great case for himself tonight, and he played well, and he's done that the last 2 weeks.
What about Jordan Lusk?
Again, he's another guy that's made some plays, he's done some good things too. So I think there's some tough, I said before, there's going to be some tough decisions on our football team, as we move forward. But there are decisions we have to make, and I'm sure we'll make them as an organization and what's best we think for our football team.
Did you address the team after the release of Hayden? Did you feel the need to talk to everybody about it?
I'd rather keep that between myself and the team. Yeah, he's. I think there's a knee, and obviously he's got to get some tests, and we'll further evaluate him and see where he is tomorrow. I'm sorry. Yeah, I think he hit his head. So again, he's a guy that needs to get some tests tomorrow, and we'll further evaluate him and know more tomorrow. Well, honestly, we haven't had those discussions that way yet. So I think there are tough decisions we have to make, but we'll make them, and we'll move on from there, But again, it's a good problem to have. It's not a bad problem to have. You got guys that you got to make decisions about, and I think that's important.
You chose not to, but were you tempted to play Deshaun at all tonight?
No, I was not. I mean, if I wasn't going to play the full contingent of first team guys, I was not tempted at all. I just thought, you guys would be calling me the biggest idiot in the world. I put him out there and something happened to him, so I wasn't going to do that.
You feel good about where he is?
I do. And he's done a lot of work in between. The guys did a lot of work in pregame. Obviously, it's not a game, but at the same time, I think we'll get him to where he's ready to go next week. I don't know that. I'm sure Sashi, myself, and the rest of the executive team will huddle in the morning, as fast as we can and start down that road on how we're going to start making those decisions and how fast we will.
Coach, do you, from what you've seen in your experience, I know it's four games, but I know it's preseason, but would you say this, your defense is very, very legit?
Yeah, I've said that for a while. I don't want to put any pressure on our guys. But again, I mean, first of all, let me say this. Me getting Greg Williams here was the biggest coup I could ever do. You know, so I said that before. I mean, the time spent with him, having him make a decision to come here and help assist me in getting this team to where it needs to be is one of the best things I've done. And I know that because he's one best at what he does. So that's first and foremost. But number two, it's our players buying into the system, you know, and the system works, and I know it works, and is showing itself that way. And I think our players are enjoying it. What we got to do is play complementary football, you know, as a football team, offensively, defensively, and special teams. And if we can do that, as I said before, I like our chances, you know, of when we get our guys clicking and playing good ball, you know, we'll see where this thing can go. Well, you know, I'm not going to speak a lot about Joe. Again, you guys, I'm not saying that in a negative way. But I just think our team, the focus of the team is really about the guys that are here, you know, and that's my charge, you know, with our players, with our staff. You know, we're going to coach the guys that are here, the guys that are Cleveland Browns. Not that, you know, we don't respect the guys that left. But I think what's important is that we just keep getting better, you know, because regardless, we got this team is just something about them I like, you know, and if we'll keep working and keep pushing, regardless of who's here, you know, we feel good about where we're headed. Yes, because there were some young guys I think that played good. That made a case for themselves, you know, that make decisions tough and hard. I think that's a good thing. You know, I don't think when we become the type of team that I think we all hope we become someday, we want those hard decisions at the end, you know, because that means you got some really good players on your team. And I think some young guys stepped up tonight and it's going to make some tough decisions. So that was good. Getting the win was important. Watching the defense continue to play well was important. Watching the offense, you know, make some plays, which we did, was important to get in the end zone. I don't like the penalties. That has been an Achilles heel for us a little bit, something we got to work through. But I know this time of the year the officials are looking at more and doing more, and I respect that. But at the same time, it's something that us as a football team, we have to continue to address. Well, I just, at that time, it was a little outside the range, you know, of where I wanted to be. And so that's the reason why I didn't do it. But I thought, you know, obviously he made a 53-yarder tonight and then one bounces off the upright. So we still got some decisions to make there, too. But again, we got two very, very viable candidates there. Right. No, you know, we got to figure them all out. I thought, you know, Ricardo made some plays tonight. You know, ball was thrown at him. We didn't get it to Rashard as much as I would have liked. But I think we got to make some tough decisions at that position, period. You know, I think we understand. I know for me, one of the keys is we got to continue to get better, you know, at that group. And we'll work through that tomorrow.